Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were talking about how much worse a woman is that just gives herself away than a whore. Well, let's listen as we get into our study today. Very serious subject. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. We find that in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18. And so we see there that even there we're seeing, okay, working righteousness, not deceit. All of this is tying in with the Word of God. Now, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16 says, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Proverbs 11, 22, as a jewel of gold in a swine's swine's snout, so is a fair, that means a beautiful woman, which is without discretion. So the beautiful woman without discretion, you see there the idea of the woman, gracious woman, retains honor, whereas the beautiful woman is like putting a jewel of gold in a swine's snout if she's without discretion. Speaking of the physical things, the wicked worketh deceit. Again, all that in the context of chapter 11, where no counsel is, the people fall. Where they're not following the word, they fall into these types of sins. I'm trying to establish a thing there before we get on to this here now with Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 32 through 34. So now, having read those Proverbs passages from the Old Testament, let's look at this, these verses, because notice what's addressed here. But as a wife that committeth adultery, that's the swine snout, the beautiful woman, as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. Now understand, taking strangers instead of her husband, this is adultery. And that's what this is addressing. And this is going to be hard. This is the Bible, as they say, telling it as it is to men as they are. So she takes strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts unto all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers and hirest them that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thee from other women in thy whoredoms. Whereas one followeth thee to commit whoredoms, and in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee. Therefore, thou art contrary. Now, if you read the book of Hosea, the first three chapters, his wife went into whoredom. She did not divorce, but she became a sex slave. All the money she thought it was going to do for her, she didn't get it. And she gave herself freely. And Hosea bought his wife back, showing the forgiveness even from the depths of the sin that God had commanded him to do for his wife. Now, in this Ezekiel passage, we see God tells us that a harlot is not as bad as a woman who commits adultery. Now, in our minds, we think the opposite of that, do we not? But he tells us why it's different. The whore has a reason. She is selling herself for money. The one who just commits adultery is simply lust-driven. She gives herself away freely to one she desires or who appeals to her. And so the Bible here calls her contrary. Besides being worse than a whore. Now, these are hard things I'm reading. Don't even like reading them, to be honest with you. But often, when a woman is living in adultery and she's cheating on her husband, she has to convince herself, well, this is love. She may have a couple, three, four, five relationships with others. And she may be raised in a Christian environment, and well, she is, and so it makes it harder to do that. And so to alleviate the guilt with her infatuation and relationship, Satan tries to convince her, well, this is really love. And Satan waits until the damage is done to the home to reveal she was deceived. Now, let me say this is addressing women, but men have had the same thing. So this is not completely about men, but in this case, I'm just staying with the Ezekiel passage. And so she convinces herself, oh, this is love. Now, let me tell you two or three things. First of all, that man may convince you that, oh, it's love, but why does sexual context and touching and so forth get involved? And why does a man that enjoys the sexuality and the physical thing of it and getting alone with you, but says, you know, my children would never be accepted, would never accept you, and your children would never accept me, and you know, we've just got to know that we met each other too late, but we can still love one another. Because this love is not bad. Oh, I tell you, that guy has played you, and he has deceived you. And you know what? Some of those guys are doing that with several women at once. And here's the problem. Your children, as well as your teenagers, they've heard terrible terminology. And we've already used a couple here that aren't slang words. Rather, they're descriptive words in our dictionary. And unfortunately, I'm hearing these words of late in so-called Christian circles. And it makes me sick. I've used the word whore and harlot. There's another word, the word slut. I said earlier, I found it in four different dictionaries. Basically, this is a person who is morally debauched. More so than the woman who sells herself is what Ezekiel is teaching here. And Ezekiel chapter 16 here and verses 32 through 34. That's what it's teaching. And by the way, men can be that way also. It's just as wrong, although this term is most often applied to a woman the term slut. You cheat on your wife? Men, that's what you are. In Titus 2, the older women are to teach the younger women to be discreet, that being their speech, their relationship with the opposite sex, and pure. That's what they're to be discreet, chaste. And those are things that are the opposite of the slut. Now, I would say an equal terminology for men is womanizer. Not all of them are this way. And I also checked this out in various dictionaries. This is a man who makes more than one woman at a time, thinks he's in love with her, and usually he'll make them think that although we're in love, I can't break my marriage, break up my home for the kids' sake, or for whatever reasoning. And it sounds good. Now, I did deal with one man in a counseling situation that in another church, he had two other women, not just one other woman besides, he had two other women at the same time. I happened to visit the homes of both women besides his wife. And I only knew of two of them. There could have been more. I had people in my church report to me that there were more. But he gave the impression that he was doing the noble thing. And both those women thought, you know what, he just loves me with all of his heart. But the kind of person he is that he's not going to do this. And yet, and with one of the women, he was very sexually involved. And you could not convince those women. I tried on both cases, but you couldn't convince them about the man. Now, 2 Timothy 3:6 says this about this kind of man. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers, that is, different kinds of lust. The Bible calls those women who give in to these men's advances as silly women. The idea is very low down.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.